I want to share my lessons learned integrating the experience of the past 4 weeks when I prepared, held, or gave my TEDx talk and afterwards for integration. And it was quite a roller coaster. And I kind of have the intention to share it because I want to keep this special time visible. And I know people will ask me about it, have been asking for it, and will continue asking about it. And at the same time, I will say it's not my main profession to do TEDx coaching, right? But I want to inspire and I want to share the experience because I feel very blessed with the support I received and with the experience that I had. And you only see the 13 minutes on stage, yet so much more time, energy, love, doubt, expansion went into it. And so, yeah, let's see. Some of the lessons learned for me, sometimes really there were moments like the 4 weeks leading up to the talk. There were moments when I doubted myself and when I felt like, how do I even deserve this? How did I even dare applying? And now I have to deliver. Oh my gosh, my inner critic was very, very loud at times. And that was triggered by deadlines. That was triggered by, and I think TEDx as organization or TED as organization does very well with, you know, how to ensure quality. So they have deadlines, they have expectations, what to deliver at what time frame. And it helps you to really, you know, drop into the space. TEDx and the talk you give is nothing you just prepare on a weekend and then you hold it or give the talk on a Monday. It's not like that. Like the weeks leading up to it, you have deliverables and it's good that they are there. So in those moments, you fear you face your shadows, so to say. And it was in those moments when I put my hands over my head and thought, like, why did I do this? Why not first, you know, just give a talk to my friends? And it was, I would say, the most important lesson learned that is the inner game, the mindset work that you get to do. You get to be with all those voices. You get to tune up the motivator. You get to tune up all your support team. You get to invite your angels, your spirits, inspirations from future selves, from people that believe in you. And obviously you also get to bring in real life people to support you on that journey, that help you with your mindset. It does help to have someone cheer for you. It does help to have a sparring partner. It does help to practice in front of people and, you know, work with feedback, integrate feedback, all of that. So actually, yeah, I tried to tap, or I tapped into my future self that believed in me, that had the courage to apply. And, you know, I tapped into that energy and felt back into, you know, who was that back then and who is it in the future and what do they know and see that I don't see in the here and now. And remembering of all the things that I already did that led to this moment. So that was very powerful. At the same time, I had cards around me with supportive messages. I hired a coach as well who helped me with some mental and, yeah, like mental health and visualization exercises. And we really worked on mindset, on breathing, on posture, on voice activation. I even went to a 3-day seminar as well on voice activation. I have been doing voice activations for 3 years now, and I consider it one of the most essential things to do when it comes to, you know, being in this world and expressing yourself. So really working with your voice, and there is so much to get out of your voice and into your voice and work with your voice. It's a powerful tool. Then very helpful for me was to allow for time for creativity to flow. Depending on how you work best, this is a creative process, right? And creativity sometimes needs more freedom than a time box. It can be, you know, you get to choose for yourself. Does it work to have an hour per day and that's when you sit down and work on that? Does it work for you to have a fixed day when you want to accomplish certain things? Or do you need more flow, you know? Are you the kind of person that gets an idea when you stand in the shower, when you go for a hike, or when you talk to a friend? These are, like, I would encourage to allow for the inner genius to come out. And very often this is, you know, you are talking with intuition, with inspiration, with somewhat of, you know, it's a moment to drop deeper or connect higher, however you like it. And I feel it's different from, let's say, learning for a school exam where you plan in time and, you know, read the book. So I want to encourage that you allow for these almost magical messages to come into your life that sometimes are unplanned for. And for me, it definitely was a journey of several unplanned moments where I didn't know what would happen in that moment. I journaled a lot in those days. I probably wrote up to 40 different versions of this talk, so I really made it a priority and I really created time for it. But also, I had to get over the fear of judgment and really start talking to people and sharing the unfinished talks with people. And I noticed that when I got feedback, or just the moment of actually telling it to a friend, made me feel where I felt still cringy, or, you know, notice the sentences that flowed easy. And then I started puzzle piecing the messages together that flowed easy and when I felt true. And a big lesson learned for me was, like, sometimes you need to do the work only to arrive at a moment when your nervous system catches up. And that is the moment when all of a sudden you change everything. So I did a lot of work. I had a finished talk like 10 days before the event. And it was great and it was perfect and it was good. And I learned it, and I learned it by heart, and I practiced with my coach. And it was a good talk. And then I woke up on a Monday morning. You know, the talk was supposed to happen on Saturday. I woke up on a Monday morning and I felt it's a different story. It's a different story. Wow. And then I on that day, I was a little bit in a shock of, like, I really want to change the story. This is what I feel as a want, and it's coming out of my body as intuition. And it felt like a little bit like, you know how we have the comfort zone and the growth zone, and then, you know, we have the overwhelm. It felt like the new story that was not yet written, but that felt, was, you know, served to me as this is the way to go. It was not in my comfort zone, clearly not. It was not in my growth zone. It felt as if it's on the edge to out of comfort or overwhelm, like growing into that story. It felt like this is expansion. It felt big and it felt like it's true. It's a little bit like, it felt like I need to grow into it. It's not easy, but I want it. And at the same time, there was the other voice saying, wondering if I'm self-sabotaging, if I'm signing up for failure, if I change everything now. So I gave myself a time box of 24 hours. So here came the time box to figure out if the new version is actually what I really want to share. Because I knew that the first story, it's there. I can practice it. It will be good. I had that as a backup. Now from there, I went and explored a second story that felt more expansive to me. And I went into that story and I took whole Tuesday to write it. If you've seen me on Instagram, I wrote on my veranda doors, actually, the balcony doors. And I, you know, I have a whiteboard marker, several whiteboard markers. And there was a moment when I needed it on more than A3 paper. And I wrote on the windows here. And it really helped me. I don't know, there was something to looking through the glass that, and the ability to just, you know, write there and see more and see inspiration, that really helped. So for me, a big lesson learned is, you know, sometimes for creativity, it needs more than an A2 paper, and it needs more than a computer. I don't know, there's nothing behind that. It sometimes feels too dual, or how can I say, like too dimensional. And I needed more dimensions to see the story, to feel it, to express it, to birth it. And so on Tuesday, I rewrote the story and I started practicing on Tuesday evening. it was already dark, and I started practicing. And I shared it with my coach, and I asked him, you know, like, give me your honest feedback. Is it the story from last week, or is it the story from this week? And I really wanted an opinion, and it was only because I trusted him through, you know, our journey together over the past months, that I was really ready to hear his no to the new story, or a yes to the no story, and I would have gone with whatever he said. Not because I didn't want to outsource the opinion, but in that moment, I really needed, you know, I needed that feedback for me to drop out of the, am I self-sabotaging, or is there something to it? I wanted an honest reflection back. And it was an hell yes for the new story. And I could feel a spark inside myself that was growing and growing and growing. And that was the moment when I felt like, universe, you and I feel your support. We are in this together. It's expansive. It's a little bit, you know, I feel the tickling. I feel an excitement. I'm going for it. I'm leaning in. It will take me courage to go on stage and perform what I want to perform. But I will do it, because it's true. It's true from my heart. It's honest. It's meaningful. It's deep. It's transformative. It's powerful. It's from the heart, and it's meant to be shared. I know the impact of this story. I've seen it over and over again. It's time to share it on a bigger scale. Not just the story, but the mindset shifts from it. I want to inspire. It felt like, and it, to this day, it feels like it's meant to inspire. I lived through this. I worked through it. I've shared it with clients, because it's meant to inspire. And so with that support, sometimes you have it when you just feel like you are in this flow, like guided by higher beings, or like just on the right path that works outside of time boxes, so to say. So that was, I love this moment. I have a few moments in my life when I remember, like a click, when I just feel like this is what is meant to be, this is true, this is powerful, this is what needs to be shared. I even had these moments in school several times, and it has led to great results. Very proud of those moments. But yeah, so another lesson learned in that journey was, the importance of having support around you. So, you know, the time up front and afterwards, it's really nice to share it with your friends and family members. And sometimes there might be people who don't know what it is. What is TEDx? What is a public speak? And to share the excitement with them, and to, you know, take them along and share the implications, the visibility, it's a bonding experience. It can connect you with friends and family members, and they get to be on that journey with you. So take them along. Share the excitement, share the doubts, share it with them. Ask them for feedback. Because as humans, we want to support each other. We want to be there for each other. And this is a beautiful experience. So I was very grateful to have 12 people show up in the US to support me on site, and watched my talk. And I was so nervous, obviously. Like, beforehand, there was a moment when I felt like, let's say 14 days beforehand, I regretted that I had even shared it with people, because I feared that it would be embarrassing. But it was so incredible to actually share this with them, and to hear their resonance. And it was a beautiful experience to celebrate afterwards with them, and to see nothing but trust in their faces all the way through it. So like, to have even shoulders to lean on and hands to hold on to. So share it with people and see who you would like to be there to see you shine on stage. I was very lucky that the organizers were really strong on where something that you feel comfortable in. There's so many factors that influence how you show up on stage. We are beings with so many senses. And you know, when I shared that I did a lot of mindset work, posture, tone, don't underestimate really wearing something comfortable and feeling comfortable in your body. So unfortunately, like two, three weeks before the event, I got a cold. I was sick with a cold. And I really felt that a moment of sadness, because I was in a way stopped and forced to rest. And I really wanted, you know, to feel the power in my body. So that was the time when I reached out to a personal trainer and really got into personal training leading up to the event. And it helped me a lot to reconnect with my body, to feel my body and to feel comfortable and somewhat of a strength in my body. And my personal trainer made sure I don't have too much muscle ache, that I actually, you know, feel comfortable standing on stage, but yet, you know, feel that I can hold it. So definitely, it's a holistic approach. And when you think of it, you know, I'm a systemic coach. So I always like to look at things holistically or from different angles. And this idea that, you know, I am rested well, I have worked out, my body feels strong, I eat well, I surround myself with the mindset and with people that inspire me in that moment, potentially, you know, block my phone to not receive any messages 24 hours before the event that might distract me. Like these things that are all supportive, to the point that the clothes that you wear, like, let it be clothes that actually bring out your radiance, that you feel comfortable. And it might sound, you know, like, to some it might sound like an easy thing, like just wearing what you always wear, but it could be an invitation to wear something that you want to grow into. You know, maybe it's something you're going to see that for a long time. So it could be, you know, a new version of you that you get to see and up level. Or it could be, you know, your very comfortable clothes that, like, see for what makes you shine. And in that way, when you see the pictures of the event, you see that I'm one of the most colorful speakers at the venue. And that was not, you know, that was not my intention. I just wore what made me happy. And trust me, I've spent some time on it because pink is my favorite color. And I have this guidance, this inner mantra of, like, you know, follow the gold and follow the pink. These are my colors, and they always lead me to happiness, so to say. And when I see them, they make me happy and inspire something great in me. But I thought, you know, I cannot wear pink on a red TEDx stage. And I tried it out at the rehearsal event a day before when we had the rehearsal. I just, you know, gave it a try. And when I looked at the pictures, I thought, you know what? Like, whoa. To be honest, I didn't even look at the pictures beforehand. I just went off stage after the rehearsal and I just felt like this is what I want to fear. This is what I want to feel and wear. And the next morning, there was no doubt that this is just going to be me. And it was afterwards, when I looked at the pictures, that I actually felt, you know what? Like, this should be in a TEDx guide. Like, wear something colorful, especially above the hip, because that is the part where on the stage probably you have darkness in the background, and, you know, stand out from the darkness. And wear something that makes you happy and that is comfortable. So I wore the most comfortable shirt and good shoes, and I feel very, very happy with my outfit. And really don't underestimate it, because looking at the pictures, at the visualizations, it's something that subconsciously supports you on that journey. So it was a full journey of trusting my intuition, right? When it came to the creation of the talk, the topic, the teachers that I chose to support me, the outfit that I wore, and especially also about the timing. I don't know, I feel, no, this is a once in a lifetime thing, but for my personal journey, a lesson learned was like, sometimes the timing is just perfect. And I in October, I didn't think that this would be a perfect time. I felt I have so much on my plate, so many things business-wise going on. I don't have time for it. And especially February, March is typically a season when I'm not in my highest power. And now the event happened between a lunar and solar eclipse. And looking back, I feel that it was a time that was of highest power, serving me and potentially others, but I can only speak for me. Like, I felt super strong there on stage. And I felt the support, and I felt that this was the perfect timing. But also afterwards, it was, so let's go to the lesson learned for after the talk. I needed a moment after the talk to really come back to my body, because the experience was so, as I shared, out of comfort, that in a way, while I was present, and you see it in the talk, I'm breathing, I'm pausing, I'm taking my time, and at the same time, I am somewhat out of my body. So I get off stage, and I need a moment to actually verbalize to people asking me, how was it, that I need a moment to come back into my body. And so I went into a room where there was no one, and I just, you know, jumped a little bit, started shaking, started just intuitively moving my body to see what comes up, and to come back into my body and to hear to my inner voices and see how I am doing. Actually be there, be present. That was amazing. And only after that I got out of the room and I was available to talk to people once I had sorted out for myself how I feel about this experience. And the evening we spent with family and friends celebrating, and it was just, I loved this moment. It was, you know, a shared moment with friends, and I loved receiving the questions and, you know, the celebration, the kudos. It was beautiful. And then the days afterwards, I actually dropped, let's say 24 hours, I was in bliss and in a very high stage. And then something happened that was completely, well, that was somewhat unrelated to the talk, that really led me down into a completely different direction. And all of a sudden I was looking into past traumas, or I was kind of going back into childhood, teenage years experience. So it was a very personal experience in my private life happening that, you know, guided me back towards an old wound. And at that moment I felt like, why is this happening right now? And looking back, I feel, yeah, sometimes it is these bittersweet moments when, you know, you are in your full power, that sometimes invite also to look back at an old wound and look at it from a new perspective. And I feel that that moment came, yeah, probably as well as a very specific time to work through some inner shadows. And it was an expansive time, so to also look at these things and see them again felt, it was good. It was, and you see, like, I'm not yet fully excited about it also because I'm still somewhat marinating through that time, but I have a trust that it is serving me and that I'm more capable than ever to work through it. But sometimes, I guess what I want to share is the, you know, sometimes it happens from the high, also opening to what feels like a potential low, or like shadows coming up from the past. and know that, you know, you are, with every experience, with every day, more and better equipped to handle these things and, you know, to test your skills and to work through all of that. And as I share in my talk, like, relationships and experiences are the flavors of life, so leaning in. And I felt like, okay, this is a moment to walk the talk yet again. I'm leaning in, I'm doing this. And that was my 1 week integration right after the talk, you know, putting words to practice. And I am truly thankful for the whole experience, especially looking back at 2 weeks between eclipses and how these topics were all in the air, astrologically speaking. If, you know, if you are open to these messages, for me, they sometimes, you know, add just a little bit more richness to the recipe, let's say. I love working with these energies. So embodiment, embracing all that comes up, and then sharing the experience. Share the experience is really one beautiful lesson learned that I'm still in, which is why I'm recording this, you know, to share the ups and downs that led to this 13-minute moment. And with that, I hope you watched it. If you watched it, please share your resonance with me, or like what came up for you. It's again a reminder, outside of judgment, you know, what was good was what was bad. I'm not so much interested in that. I'm interested in what's alive in you when you listen to it, when you hear it, when you watch me. What's alive in you, what comes up for you. And if you want to invest in your relationship skills, please keep your eyes open for my next mastermind or online courses where you can join. There's lots out there. You can also always schedule a one-on-one discovery call where we can see what's happening in your life of love, heart, and relationships, and what will be an up level to you. So check out the links that are attached here to the podcast, and I hope to hear from you.